Proclamation number 4813 of 5th of January, 1950. Measure of Grace Unlimited. No preferential treatment of the individual. You will always be granted the measure of grace you want to accept, i.e., let it become effective in you. I am always ready to pour out grace upon every person, yet not all are willing to accept it, to open themselves to the flow of grace and to bathe in it. How often are you surrounded by my grace? How often do I pour out the cornucopia of my grace over the earth, and everyone is entitled to take possession of it? Yet my gift of grace is only rarely valued as a gift of love from me of utmost success. And that is why people's development on earth varies so much, that is why there are so many stages of maturity, and that is why many people remain at the bottom while others ascend to the highest height, because ever more grace beckons to them the higher they ascend. My love, however, embraces all my creatures, and therefore I consider none of them meager. They can all take as much as they want from me, but they don't want much, that is, only a few have recognized the value of my blessings and enriched themselves with them, because they are not limited in receiving blessings, because they constantly work on themselves and thus also let the blessings take effect. However, I do not force grace on anyone. I also give it to those who don't desire it of their own accord. I offer it to them, but then the human beings will first has to be willing to accept my gift, otherwise it will remain completely ineffective, thus they will not have received any grace in reality. The fact that the influx of grace is evident in a few people should not justify the conclusion that I give extraordinary consideration to these people, that they are destined to achieve great things according to my choice and that I therefore shower them with grace. The will of these people was ready to work with my grace for my glory. This is why they were also able to draw immeasurably from the source of grace which my love has made accessible to every person. Yet anyone who avails himself of my grace can achieve everything on earth which is his spiritual aim. For to receive my grace means to do nothing without me anymore, to request and achieve every assistance from me and to constantly be under my special protection. He lives in my grace, I look upon him favorably, for his thoughts often seek me in the awareness that I am his most faithful friend and father who provides him with abundant gifts of grace. No human being on earth needs to manage without grace, that is, I am always ready to help where my help is needed, because my mercy and my love applies to all my living creations whom I want to help to beatitude. Anyone who accepts my grace will become blissfully happy, yet anyone who rejects it will be hopelessly lost for all eternity, because no one can escape spiritual death without my help. Amen.